Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning there was peace, and in the end there will be peace. But what is here and now is war, not a war of money or land, but rather one of spirituality. So as our blood, sweat, and tears begin to blend into the rhythm of the drum, we are faced with one question. Who is willing to die for the life? Are you ready for the war?
Israel, family, and listening audience, welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yahweh of Beth Yahweh Congregation. Like always, I'll reiterate that you get your study guides, your notepads, your pens, your pencils, your concordance, all your study materials, all those things that's necessary for good study. I'm going to start off with a brief prayer. Thank the Most High for allowing us to come together for another session of Can It Be That Simple? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together to give you honor, give you praise, and to hear the wonders of your word on this approaching Sabbath day. We thank thee, Father, for protecting us throughout the course of the week. We thank thee for the lessons and the blessings that you've given us throughout the course of the week. We thank you for allowing us to share your word with those in whom we've come in contact with. We thank you for allowing our actions and our deeds to show the light of thy Son in this darkened world. We thank thee for taking care of our elders and allowing them to still be able to share their wisdom with us and lead and guide us and help us along. We ask of thee to continue to watch over the young, giving them a desire to want to serve you also, Father. We thank thee, Father, for giving us life. We thank thee, Father, for giving us your word. We thank thee, Father, for allowing us to meet thy Son, Yahushua. We thank thee, Father, for all you will do. We thank thee for this coming Sabbath. We ask of thee to open our minds to enjoy the opportunity to dwell with you. We thank thee, Father, in the name of thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. Hello again. If you can hear me clearly, send me a thumbs up or a clear, something to let me know that I'm clear. Because I think last week we had a brother said that it sounded like I was in a bubble. It sounded like it was constantly looping. So hopefully he won't have any problems this week, and hopefully you won't have any problems this week. So this week's lesson or session is going to be on dedication. And this one is labeled Israel. It's time to dedicate ourselves to Yah. Last week we talked about the Cold War that was in Israel. And one of the brothers, he built upon that. And he went to Solomon. And he showed how within Solomon, how some of the things that we are experiencing in today, days like, can be stemmed from some of the things that Solomon did during his reign as king. And how he introduced various pagan worships within Israel, which caused a level of confusion amongst Israel. Now, when we talk about Israel in today's day, we have that same level of confusion because many men or many people who call them themselves Israelites are having a problem with the word of Yah. And they're having the problem with the word of Yah is because of what they have been taught over the years and what they are cleaving to be the truth. But as we are learning, Eliyah must surely come. And why? Because he's going to make those crooked paths straight. He's going to bring you to the understanding of who the one and true God or true mighty one is. And so as believers in this day and time, we also take on that spirit of Eliyah and bringing people to the understanding of what thus saith Yahweh through his word, through his prophet, through his prophets, and through his many men and many people that he uses to teach his word to others. Because as we know, Israel was supposed to be or is the example that all nations must know or must follow after and get to know the mighty one of creation. So in light of that, we're talking about dedication. And in dealing with dedication, that's an individual thing. So we as individuals have to first realize or want to fight. We have to choose to fight, and if we want to fight, then we have to understand that with that fighting comes a level of responsibility, and that responsibility is to Yah, and then we have to ultimately dedicate ourselves to Yah and his cause, and that's something that we do on an individual basis. And one of the things that in dealing with this, this dedication, it came to, some of the things was in regards to worship. And when we're dealing with the worship of Yah, there's guidelines that we must follow. Just like there's guidelines that he has given us as believers to follow, to show our obedience to him. And if we are dedicated to him, then we're also going to humble our hearts and bow our minds down to him and do what he wants us to do. Because we are prioritizing him as being first. Because that's what he asked us to do. He asked us to put him first. Have no other mighty one before me. We, as individuals, have to first put him first. Because sometimes we as believers, we tend to put him, he begins to fall down the rung. And sometimes we put him on the back burner. And when we put the Father on the back burner, certain things happen in our life. And they happen in our lives for our learning. They happen in our lives for blessing. So that we can show him that we love him. And he also shows us that he loves us because he's taken the time to correct us and bring us back in line with him. Start off in Psalms chapter 30. I'm going to read the whole psalm. And it reads, "The psalm of the song at the dedication of the house of David. I will exalt thee, O Yahweh, for thou hast lifted me up and has not made my foes rejoice over me. Yahweh, my mighty one, I cry unto thee, has healed me. O Yahweh, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto Yahweh, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, his life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Yahweh, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain and stand strong. Thou doest hide my face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Yahweh, and unto Yahweh I made my supplications. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy on me, O Mighty One. Be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. To the end, my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent, O Mighty One, O Yahweh, my Mighty One. I will give thanks unto thee forever. So from here, we're going to go to Deuteronomy. We're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 20. I'm going to read verses 1 through 4. And it reads, when you go forth to battle against your enemy and see horses and chariots and a people more than you, you shall not be afraid of them. For Yahweh, your mighty one, is with you, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. It shall be, when you draw near to the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak to the people, and shall tell them, hear, Israel, you draw near this day to battle against your enemies. Do not let your heart faint. Do not be afraid nor tremble. Neither be scared of them, for Yahweh, your mighty one, is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. I went there because of last week and understanding that our biggest enemy is ourselves. Our biggest enemy is Israel. Because the nations, when we pay attention to the narrative or our history, the nations already knew or understood the power of the Mighty One of Israel. And so at times they didn't even really want to interact or deal with Israel. They wanted Israel to go another path. They didn't want to deal with Israel or the God of Israel, the Mighty One of Israel. But Israel didn't understand the Mighty One that they had and what he had done, because they were so busy murmuring and complaining. They didn't understand what freedom was. And to this day, sometimes some of us don't understand what freedom really is. Freedom is a peace of mind. And with that peace of mind, you can do a whole lot of things. when you're not bogged down within your mind, when you're not stressed down within your mind. And see, and that's what Yahweh gives us. He gives us that with that hope and that peace and that joy and that self-control, those fruits of the Spirit. That's what he gives us, that freedom in the mind. And he will fight for us. This is something that he's been saying throughout the narrative for as long as we study the Torah, as long as we study the Word, as long as we study the prophets. He's always telling us, I'm going before you. I will fight this fight for you. I just need you to be obedient. I just need you to pay attention to what I'm saying. I just need you to listen. I just need you to trust in me. So, and in our dedicating ourselves to Yah again, we have to put our trust back in him. Because we have gotten to the point where we trust in him, but we're still putting our hand in the pot. We're still trying to use our strength that we have, not realizing it is he who gives us the strength that we utilize. It is he who allows us to wake up. It is he who gives us knowledge. It is he who gives us the power to do the things that we do. We don't do anything by our own accord. And that's something that we have to come to understand once again, that he is our strength. He is our might. And he has sent his son to be an example. We're going to go to Numbers, chapter 7. I'm going to read verses 1 and 2, then I'm going to read verses 10 and 11. And it reads, "And it happened on the day that Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle and anointing it and sanctifying it with all its furnishings, all its furniture, and an altar with all its vessels, and had anointed it and sanctified them, that the princes of Israel, the heads of the fathers' houses, offered there the princes of the tribes. These are they who were over those who were numbered." I'm going to stop here for a minute, because when we deal with numbers, this is when Moses had they had numbered the people, and they had set all the heads over the tribes, and he was finished the tabernacle. And so this is what happened after that. Verse 10, Numbers chapter 7, verse 10. "Then the princes gave offerings for dedication of the altar in the day that it was anointed. Even the princes gave their offering before the altar. Yahweh said to Moses, they shall offer their offering, each prince, on his day for the dedication of the altar." So in this verse 10, we have the word, and that is 2598 in your Hebrew and your Strong's Concordance. And that word is Kanaka, and we've heard that before, and it means dedication, consecration. And when you look it up in from the NAS concordance, it has has another word in there, and it's 2441, which is cake, and that means palate, roof of the mouth, and it says properly in the sense of tasting. mouth itself as an organ of speech. And I think basically what jumped out at me was in regards to the organ of speech. See, when we dedicate ourselves to the Most High, we're talking. We're talking to Him. And He hears us. And when we're talking to Him and we're dedicating ourselves to Him and we're worshiping Him and we're giving praise to Him, you know, we are saying these things that He hears it and we hear it. So when we're dedicating ourselves to the Most High, we have to remember that we are a witness to our conversation that we're having with Him, because that information that we speak, as we say, words of spirit, they go out and then they're stored in our memory banks. See, because that's what He uses to bring back to mind the wonders that He has done for us in our life. He brings back to mind the conversations that we've had with Him in the past, the conversations we've had with other people in regards to the goodness that He has done in our life. So it's okay for us to, you know, dedicate ourselves to Him, rededicate ourselves to the Most High, rededicate ourselves to the Word, because that's the reward in the end, to have that relationship with the Most High through His Son, Yahushua, to understand the words that are written on the page, to be considered a friend of His, to be considered a man after His own heart or a person after His own heart. When you know that you have a relationship with the Mighty One who created the Word and who dispensed His Word throughout the world, who had His Word manifest in flesh and dwell amongst us, it's okay if we talk to the Mighty One. It's okay if we rededicate ourselves to Him so that we can be ready to fight for Him. Just like He tells us He's ready to fight for us, we have to be ready to fight for Him and lead that charge. So from here, we're going to go to 2 Chronicles. We're going to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. I'm going to read the whole chapter. And it reads, "Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from the heavens and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of Yahweh filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of Yahweh, because the glory of Yahweh had filled the house of Yahweh, Yahweh's house. And when all the children of Israel saw fire came down and the glory of Yahweh upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised Yahweh, saying, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before Yahweh, and King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 20,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of Yahweh. And the priests waited on their office. The Levites also with instruments of the music of Yahweh, which David the king had made to praise Yahweh, because His mercy endured forever. When David praised by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Moreover, Solomon howled the middle of the court that was before the house of Yahweh. For there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offering. Because of the brazen altar which Solomon had made, was not able to receive the burnt offering and the meat offering and the fat. Also, at the same time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation, from the entering into Hamath into the river of Egypt. And in the 8th day, they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days, 7 days. And on the 3rd and 20th day of the 7th month, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in heart, for the goodness that Yahweh had shown unto David and to Solomon and to Israel, his people. Thus Solomon finished the house of Yahweh and the king's house. And all came into Solomon's heart, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make the house of Yahweh. And in his own house, he prosperously effected. And Yahweh appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or by pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be opened and my ears attended unto the prayers that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and sacrificed this house that my name may be there forever. And my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom accordingly as I have covenanted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will pluck them up by the root of the land which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that pass by it, so that he shall say, what hath Yahweh done thus unto his land, until this land, and until this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook Yahweh their Elohim for their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worship them and serve them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them. And I read this chapter because we're talking about a time of dedication that was done during Solomon's time for the temple. He showed his signs from heaven. The people gave praise and gave honor. And then he talked to the king, and he told the king that if you keep my laws, statutes, and judgments and not worship any other deities, then everything will be good. That's one of the themes that we read throughout our history. If we do right, everything is going to be good. But if we worship false deities and not do what the Father asks us to do in his word, then evil befalls us. These things befall us. Why? Because we have chosen to go contrary. He gives us the choice. And he's given us a choice to fight for him. He's given us the choice to dedicate ourselves to him. The choice is yours. He already lets you know what your end result is, your consequences, your rewards. He says no. One of the words that dedication. It comes from, I'm going to read Proverbs 22, verse 6. And we've heard this word before. I mean, we've heard this scripture before. And it's, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. And the word for train in this particular scripture is 2596, kanak, and it means to train up, dedicate, properly to narrow, strictly to initiate or discipline. So the Father has narrowed it down on how do we show our dedication to him. We show our dedication to him by our obedience to him. We show our dedication to him by our reverence for him, by our worship and our praising him for the wonders that he has done for us. He narrowed it down for us. He made it simple for us. And as we read in the scriptures, we're constantly hearing the same things over and over and over again. And one of the things that we learn through repetition, 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 repetition. He's telling us the same principles over and over again, different ways, different scenarios, different connotations, but meaning the same thing. Getting back to the cold theme, Israel, it's time to dedicate ourselves again to Yah. We have a feast that we keep for time, or is a feast of dedication, as it's called, Hanukkah. And it's one of those feasts that we keep in honor of the rededication of the temple. And if you get into the study of this particular celebration, and it's dealing with the Maccabees, and it was during the time when the temple was occupied by, I think it was Antioch Epiphanes. And you had a group of believers who stood up and fought against them fought against another nation, fought against another power with Yahweh at the helm. With their faith in Yahweh brought them through it. And if you ever have an opportunity to read that story of these believers standing up for Yahweh's word and rededicating that temple, that place of worship, because during that time, people weren't worshiping the Most High. You had a very few that was worshiping. And during that particular time, you had people who were conforming to the ways of the world, or conforming to the ways of the people in power. Just like today in Israel, we have people who are conforming to the powers that be for the sake of monetary gain. But when we read about this feast of dedication, these brothers stood for the Torah. They stood for the word. These brothers and sisters, you know, because it wasn't just men, it was also families, stood for the Torah, stood for what was right. And so this is our time to do the same thing. From here, we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. And it reads, Yahweh said, because this people draw near with their mouth and with their lips to honor me, but they have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment of men, which has been taught. So from here, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 15, verse 7 through 9. And it reads, you hypocrites, well did Isaiah the prophet of you saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain do worship teaching as doctrine rule made by men. And I went to these scriptures right here because we have many of people that's out there saying that they're worshiping, they're Israelites, and they're worshiping Yahweh, and they honor Yahushua. But their actions demonstrate something altogether different. Their character is not that of Yahushua. Their character is not that of the Most High. Their character is that of men. Teachings are that of men. And see, there's a scripture I was going to paraphrase it, but I got it pulled up on my... It's John chapter 4. Verse 24, and it reads, Yah is a spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. So that's how we worship the Most High. We worship him in the spirit, that's in our minds, and in truth, and that's in his word. And the two of them are going to match up. Why? Because he is leading and guiding them both. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. And it reads, to the law and to the testimony, not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. When we talking to these members of Israel, in this Cold War, or within ourselves, we have to talk about that law We have to have the testimony of that law, the testimony of the prophets before us, the teachers before us, and that light, which is Yahushua. That's what we're talking about. That's what's supposed to be ingrained in us. That's the image that we're supposed to be trying to perfect. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 to 17, and it reads, "How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? How will they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they did not all But they did not all listen to the glad news. For Isaiah says, Yahweh, who has believed our report? So faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah." See, that's how we build our faith. We build our faith by hearing the word of Yah. We sang a song last week. The word of Yah speaks. It fall down like rain. How does he speak to us? He speaks to us through his servants, the teachers, the priests, the learned ones, the elders, those who are keeping his law, statutes, and judgments, those who believe in his son, Yahushua, those who are walking in the pathway of the righteous, those who are following the lamp, the Lamb, wherever he shall go. Israel, dedicate yourself to Yah again. Dedicate yourself to his word again. Dedicate yourself to his son again. Put yourself to the side for a moment. Change your priorities, because you want to be ready for that fight. You want to be ready. And if you don't want to be in the fight, he's okay with that too. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing to him. For he who comes to Yah must believe that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Israel, are you seeking Yah? Are you seeking him through his word? Are you seeking to have a relationship with him? If you are, that's a wonderful thing. Rededicate yourself to him. Let him know. Let him know. And if you're falling short in the meantime, in the in-between times, he knows that. But let him know that you made a mistake. And you ask him to forgive you. And this is the final scripture for tonight. And it's coming from Ruth, and it reads, "May Yahweh repay your work, and a full reward be given you from Yahweh, the mighty one of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." It's okay to come back to him. and dedicate yourself to Him, it's okay. He's welcoming you back. He knows what your potential is. He knows how to utilize you in this fight. He wants you to come back. So Israel, and all who are listening, it's time to rededicate yourself. Dedicate yourself to Yah again. Put Him back first in your life. Because you sincerely want Him first in your life. Because you sincerely want Him in your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come to yet another Sabbath day, another day to give you praise and give you honor, another day to sup with you, another day to enjoy your company. Not saying we don't enjoy your company throughout the course of the week, but we know that this is the day in which you say you will sit down with us and mingle. We thank thee for allowing us to see yet another Sabbath day, another day to give you praise and give you honor through thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, and soon coming King. We ask of thee to grant us thy Sabbath blessing and that Sabbath peace, that Sabbath rest. And we ask of thee to help us to rededicate ourselves to you and continue to give you the honor that you deserve. For it is through your mighty hand and your tender mercies that we are alive today. We ask of thee to continue to help those who are in need of your assistance in whatever manner in which they need your assistance, Father. We ask of thee to hear their cry, hear their prayer, hear their supplications. We ask of thee, O Father, to continue to strengthen us in your ways and in your truth. Continue to help us to weed the isms and schisms out of us so that we can be good tools or good soldiers or good servants to thee. We thank thee in the name of thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with peace. Hallelujah. And have a peaceful slumber, Israel. In Yahushua's precious and holy name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly voices are. Every time Heavenly voices, guide me, protect me. Heavenly voices.